Okay, here's some other stuff. Special requirements for certain vehicles. To operate the following vehicles, a driver must meet special requirements established by other government agencies. School bus, contact their individual school districts, religious organization buses, childcare vehicles, vehicles used for profit ride-sharing programs, and vehicles used for senior citizen transportation. I have two out of those. A driver should check with his employer for the special requirements. Driver's license certifications. Class A, Class B, Class C, Class D. And I have a Class B, which is a single vehicle with a GVWR of 26,000 or more pounds, or any such vehicle towing another not in the excess of 10,000 pounds. And what is GV something something? And that is a value specified by manufacturer as the maximum load weight of a single vehicle or combination of vehicles or the registered gross weight. Okay. And special endorsements for certain vehicles. There is a charter bus endorsement, combination tank and hazardous materials, a double, triple trailer, passenger, school bus endorsement, tank vehicles, vehicles carrying hazardous materials, and vehicle without air brakes, which is an L restriction. Those are all different types of endorsements under the CDL. So, and then CDL, here's my exam. The computerized written knowledge exam consists of standardized multiple choice questions which all CDL applicants must answer. In addition, specialized exams are added if you wish to operate the following vehicles. Vehicles with air brakes, which I have to do. And combination vehicles, no. Double, triple trailers, no. Vehicles carrying hazardous materials, no. Passenger carrying vehicles, yes. And school bus, yes. And no for the tanker. And here's the third rule. CDL applicants who fail any CDL exam three times are required to wait 30 days from the third failed exam. Three additional failures for a total of six failures of the same exam will result in a 90-day period, waiting period. Three additional failures for a total of nine fails of the same exam after a 90-day waiting period will result in a one-year waiting period for the date of the last exam. Waiting periods only apply to exams failed three times. Applicants are allowed three attempts to pass per fee. And then you've got the skill and driving exam. After passing the written exam, some drivers are required to pass a skills and driving exam. And then this is where it breaks down into the pre-trip inspection to determine whether the applicant knows how to inspect a vehicle to see if it's safe to drive. Drivers are asked to conduct a pre-trip inspection, and drivers must explain to the examiner what is being inspected and why. The basic control skills, which evaluates the driver's ability to use basic skills to control a vehicle. Applicants complete exercise on course, marked lines, traffic cones, blah, blah, blah. And then the driver's exam is test the driver's ability to drive safely in various road situations. And special requirements, effective May 1st, 2008. Oh, that doesn't apply for me. And what else? Oh, I think there's even an age limit. Oh, you have to be 21. Yep. And then they change the rules. If you need a Department of Transportation medical card, if you're operating hazardous materials, ooh, or designed to, oh, crap. And it's $60.